Blog Talk Radio.
Some additions at the wide receiver spot.
they released a lot of their veterans. A lot of those guys they were drafting like in the mid-2000s are gone. Your James Laurinaitis, your Jake Long, your Chris Long, you know, guys that were, you know, the cornerstones of that team for a long time are gone. There's going to be a turning point for guys who they drafted. You know, guys like Tavon Austin, kind of, you know, was a high-round draft pick who hasn't, you know, they kind of, you know, to me it was a reach to even jump up there and get him. But now, you know, he hasn't been performing. You look at Greg Robinson, he hasn't turned into the franchise left tackle that they thought that he would. He had a lot of questions coming out, you know, with this pass blocking. His run block was over there, but to be, you know, left tackle, you're going to be your pass blocker. You can get, you know, you can get a run block and put him at guard, you know, or pulling guard. But your left tackle, you need, you know, you got to have a dominant pass blocker, you know, to protect your quarterback's blind side. That's, you know, that's the point of it. And he was, you know, he didn't pass block in college. He played at Auburn. They didn't. They ran the damn ball. The quarterback only had 1,000 yards passing. You know, and now he's struggling with his technique and, you know, probably struggling with stuff he should have, you know, been dealing with, you know, 3 years ago. So you kind of got to question that pick. Then this year, you wonder where they're going to go. They brought in Foles last year. That didn't really seem to work out. So are they going to go quarterback, you know, get a new quarterback to open up pretty much a new stadium, new franchise, well, technically a move franchise, but a new franchise in L.A.? I'm going with Jared Goff as my number one quarterback. You know, these other guys, I know people were talking about, you know, Goff is kind of skinny and he has small hands, but I mean, he played D1 ball. These other guys were not playing D1 ball. There's a big, huge step. There's a huge step between D1 ball and the NFL. There's a canyon between D2 ball and the NFL. And the other guys were playing D2 ball. So, you know, I mean, honestly, like I said, I'm looking at guys who I think might turn around and surprise people. I'm looking at a guy like Christian Hackenberger, who, you know, I think he's going to go third or fourth round, maybe even high second. Could possibly turn things around. Connor Cook, guy who could, you know, end up surprising people and be one of the better quarterbacks in the draft. I mean, we've seen it in the past, you know. Sometimes, we could see a good quarterback in college and kind of take him for granted. I mean, look at Derek Carr. I mean, if I hadn't watched him, you know, since he was in high school, I wouldn't have known how good he was, but, you know, dude was the, third or fourth quarterback pick. And he's, you know, he's the best quarterback in that class. You know, he got figured after Johnny Manziel, not even in the league. So, well, he's not on team. He's still in the league. But that's the other thing. What do you do with Johnny Manziel? You know, yeah. That's a lot of off-the-field stuff he's going to have to get taken care of. You know, to get yourself back in mental shape for football. It's going to be tough. Excuse me, reading the article here. The owner of the Dolphins just came out and said that the reason that they did release Brent Grimes was because of his wife and how she used to act on Twitter. That's a damn shame. Really? That's probably going to go on to Another thing that happened this past week that I was kind of looking at was that supposed deal that Chip Kelly was trying to put together in Philadelphia for Marcus Mariota. My goodness, he was gonna give away the house. His first pick, first round pick from this year, next year, and the year before that, and pretty much they said any player on offense or any player on defense. I think that's any player on offense and any player on defense. So they're ready to go out to get Mariota. But like I said, I think Mariota's going to be a good pro, man. And wasn't that big of a fan of his in college. And like I said, I didn't, you know, kind of skeptical about him coming in the league, but he had a very good, very solid first season. I think they're going to get better, but, you know, like I said, they're a bad team, very bad team. But it looks like they're trying to get him some weapons. They added a wide receiver. I can't think of his name, but like I said, I like what I saw in the little time I saw Darrell Green Beckham last year. I think if they can get him going, you know, keep him active, they're going to be pretty good, you know. And then, you know, just keep your QB safe. Oh, my God. They got the, looking at these new rules they got here. They just changed at the owners meeting. Nothing too big.
Hey, all this is Matthew Long with the Cold Hard Truth on Sports and the Triangle Offense. I just wanted to take some time to tell you about Pest Bear, a wonderful company. They've been around for 20 plus years. They have over 11 branches in Florida. Great licensed, certified specialists. And guess what? They do more than pest control. They also take care of termites as well as lawn care, sprinkler systems, and much, much more. Call today, 1-800-PESTBEAR. That's 1-800-737-8232.
WCSB Sports and MRN Broadcasting, powered by blogtalkradio.com.
The other thing I wanted to go over was a couple of changes in my big board. I think that after some consideration, I'm going to put I'm looking here at some film of DeForest Buckner. I didn't recognize he was, I didn't realize he was that big of a person. He was 6'7", 6'8", 270 something. I think I'm going to start putting him ahead of Bosa, Buckner, that is, in my big board. I just think his ceiling's a lot higher than Bosa, even though Bosa's no little dude either. I just kind of like the way Buckner moves a little bit easier. I mean, he's a guy, to me, he could be a really big linebacker. And like I said, I think I'm gonna take Buckner over Bosa. I think he has a higher ceiling. Bosa, I think, is gonna be good, but he doesn't necessarily have the speed, speed kind of guy. That'd be that much of a problem. I don't think you're gonna put him at a traditional end spot, but Yeah. Oh, okay. I'll be out.